The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, to The Last Savior, a program dedicated to exploring the vital and timeless subject of Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. In this program, we reflect on our responsibility in recognizing and preparing for him, because as our traditions remind us, to neglect the Imam of one's time is to risk living and dying in ignorance. So stay with us as we journey through knowledge, reflection, and spiritual awakening right here on IRIB English Radio. So in the previous episode, we have discussed about the characteristics of the Imam's garment, and this garment is very ideal, and we are looking ahead for the such garment to come. Again, in the studio, Dr. Ali Alavi is here to help us with to understand more characteristics. First of all, let's welcome him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we discussed about the foundations and the characteristics of Imam's garment in the previous episode. One of the characteristics that we shed light on was the universal scope, that Imam will rule from the east to the west and Islam will be dominant. We talked about public acceptability. We talked about the statesman as Prophet Isa alayhi salam, the ministers like him in such ideal garment. We are literally waiting for such ideal garment to come. And the expansion of science and knowledge. For example, if the knowledge has 27 letters, before the advent of Imam, it's only 2 letters that have been explored. And again, we said the economy will flourish. So having talked of knowledge, Dr. Ali Alavi, so I wanted to ask you this, like, is this knowledge just the academic or secular or the technical, the technological knowledge, or even if there is going to be some spiritual rise during the Imam's governance?
Yes, this is a good question. When we talk about knowledge, I think this definition of knowledge needs to be redefined at that time. I mean, our definitions will need to change, because in knowledge, in the sense that we have it in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتقوا الله يعلمكم الله اتقوا الله يعلمكم الله اتقوا الله يحببكم الله. That is, when you practice piety, you actually increase your piety or taqwa inside yourself.
Right.
Your knowledge will come up. I mean, your knowledge will, then the knowledge will come from you up.
Indeed.
Then, so this kind, what kind of knowledge is it? I mean, is it hikmah, or I mean, is it material knowledge or spiritual knowledge? I think it is. I mean, when we are talking about it, we should not actually limit it to just material knowledge.
Right.
It is not. It's let's say comprehensive, multi-dimensional knowledge. I mean,
right.
Knowledge in every sense. So knowledge. I mean, the same way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, a comprehensive knowledge over everything.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when or the other infallibles, when they have been asked any question, they were able to answer. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, ask me from whatever you have no idea about.
Right.
Right.
And
so this kind of knowledge will
times
be.
And as well, he said that I just have one, grief that people did not ask me.
Yeah.
The amount of knowledge I have.
Yeah. When he says, Saluni qabla an tafqaduni, that is that ask me before
me.
You miss me.
Yeah.
So it means that he has the knowledge of everything, but
indeed,
people don't have the capacity to ask. So I want to say the knowledge in this sense, I mean, a redefinition of the knowledge is needed here to say, what kind of knowledge are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So the knowledge, yes, I mean, the knowledge that we have today is not even limited, like the skin of the knowledge that we are talking about.
Right.
So the knowledge in depth in everything, I mean, the same knowledge, look, sometimes we take this knowledge that comes through lots of practices and studies in libraries. So it's true. I mean, for everything, we need to have our efforts and have to try our best.
So it's going to be comprehensive.
Yeah, it is comprehensive.
I would like to shed some more light on that, but we'll take a short break here and we'll be back.
خالق والظالم ابتدوا من للسالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is here helping us with the characteristics of the Imam's governance to get a more knowledge. On that, so that we can reflect and pray for the hastening of the reappearance of Imam so that we can witness this ideal government. So we were talking about knowledge. You said the knowledge in Imam's time that will flourish, the science that will flourish, is not limited to the kind of knowledge we have right now, even though like we have tech so much advanced today, but you're saying this is just not even the like very basic of the knowledge that's going to be expanded in that time. And the knowledge we were talking about, you said it's going to be comprehensive, covering the spiritual part as well.
Yeah. So the knowledge that we are talking about, as I said, I mean, is a comprehensive, multidimensional, and in-depth knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given to His elites, I mean, to the most pious people, to the infallibles,
right.
The same knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gave to His best creatures.
Right.
So this knowledge will be shared, inshallah, with people. But the next characteristic, or let's say the seventh characteristics out of eight characteristics that we were supposed to enumerate and talk and enlisted about the features and characteristics and traits of the government of Imam alayhi salam, is the growth of a spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that the spirituality among people will be dominant feature of actually the environment of the environment and the lives after the advent of Imam alayhi salam. In all around the world, in and all the inhabitants of the earth have the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their tongues. Everyone says La ilaha illallah. That is, there is no one without the knowledge and ma'rifah of La ilaha illallah. And what La ilaha illallah means, I mean, in true sense.
Right.
So this is actually something that, I mean, even imagining such a thing is a little bit, I mean, strange and astonishing. But we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the chance and tawfiq to sense and experience this beautiful Ethiopian Mahdavi government.
Indeed. Inshallah.
The eighth factor, or the eighth characteristic or trait of the government of Imam alayhi salam, is that corruptions will be erased from the social relations of people. And ethical and moral corruptions and the moral evils will be removed from the relations of people in their social or societal level. That we see that societies will be pure and will be clean of any of such dirts and such impurities. I mean, we see all the relations of people with each other is clean and actually full of sincerity.
Right.
This is what we read and recite in the supplication of Nudba in every Friday, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is the person or where is the one who is going to cut the roots of all the lies?
Right.
Yeah, the one who is going to erase and cut the roots of all differentiations among the nations and among the individuals.
Indeed.
So, and he is the one that is going to cut all the roots towards the desires and to the world, the attachments.
Indeed.
This is the last savior which comes to you.
Who is the Mahdi?
Longevity.
His training for the mission.
Reasons for his continued existence.
Reasons for delay in his appearance.
Al-Mahdi, in light of hadith.
Al-Mahdi, in light of Quranic verses.
Women in the Imam's army.
The completion of knowledge.
The last savior.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
The question comes in my mind, what next?
What next? What next?
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
It's been said that his government is going to be Kareem, the generous government. So can you just give more light on that?
Yeah. Well, in many supplications and du'as that we have received and we have been recommended to recite from the infallible imams, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly to give us the tawfiq to experience that dawlat al-kareema, that is the honorable government of Imam Ali.
Yeah.
So again, from the other side, we all know that even the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam was a kareema government. It was really honorable government because the head of the government was Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Right.
So the question is that how at the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam we can trace the existence of some individuals who were hypocrites.
Right.
But at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, hypocrisy will be erased from the scene of the earth.
And how
so
does
if
that
it
work?
Is going to be a generous government, an honorable government, yeah. I mean, it can actually keep the this deficiency among people, which is known as hypocrisy, this illness, this disease,
right.
That this moral disease.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens that, I mean, this disease is not going to find, other people with such an illness are not going to have any place in the government of Imam Ali Salam. Isn't it a dawlatul kareema?
Mm-hmm.
So if it is so, I mean, why not like Imam Ali alayhi salam? He's not going to give some time and some opportunity to those hypocrites to find
right.
themselves and to correct themselves. The answer to this question, I think, is quite easy because we have already discussed everything. We said that by the existence of Imam, by the advent of Imam alayhi salam, I mean, the culture of people will increase. I mean, the spirituality among the people will grow.
Increase, yeah.
And also the relations of the people in a societal level will actually get better. So we understand that the relations that made such hypocrisy to be dominant among people, like their tendency towards gaining more wealth and money, is already answered. I mean, they have no problem of money and economy. I mean, they have no issue of economic issue anymore. They have no jealousy towards each other. They have no grudges towards each other. So the hearts are going to be closer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that, I mean, everyone feels, I mean, to help the other or to assist the other one for the sake of God. I mean, the same way that we have, as I said in previous session, what we have seen in Arba'in Walk and Arba'in Procession,
yeah.
how people are sacrificing for each other. I mean,
yeah.
the same way that people are going to sacrifice themselves for each other.
Right.
So when we have the dominance of akhlaq, dominance of ethics, dominance of good relations.
Hypocrisy in itself.
Yeah, then
has
there is no hypocrite in the
right.
society, so that, I mean, these hypocrite people will be given some chances and opportunities to correct themselves.
Right.
So we want to say that, I mean, this illness or this disease will be even erased from the from
society.
From society and from among the social relations of people. And there is no place and there is nowhere that you can find hypocrite people and double-faced people.
Right.
And everyone actually is trying his best to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mm-hmm. find, because he has already get familiar and get acquainted with haq and truth.
Right.
And then the manifestation of haq and truth is there already. There. I mean, they are saying and they are seeing and they are facing
right.
Haq and truth with all its beauties. So
mm-hmm.
the proof has been already completed on the people of the earth.
Right.
So that's why there is no place for hypocrisy
during the governance of Imam Zaman, inshallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us and helping us with that important knowledge about the characteristics of the government of Imam. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. With that, we sign off. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.